Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
How much sleep you get last night? I know you were up all night with the Lakers.
I got three.
Three, not bad.
3 hours.
It's not bad.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm getting ready to pull a double duty later on today on NFL Live at 4 Eastern on ESPN.
Ooh, you and Dan Orlovsky battles. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Double duty.
So the Dodgers battling the Rays, taking care of business. Your quick thoughts on the end of the baseball season before we start talking about the beginning of what could be a very fast approaching NBA season.
Well, we got to the end. We finished it. The Dodgers, that is, obviously coming into the season.
Right.
We were the favorites along with the Yankees. The Yankees didn't live up to their end of the bargain. Sorry, Jay Will, but that was all part of it. The Dodgers lived up to their end of the bargain, although it did look a little bleak in the playoffs at some point in time. We fought back. We won. We came into this thing. Clayton Kershaw did an amazing job in game 1 and 5 in terms of his pitching. Corey Seager. You know what's so interesting about Corey Seager?
The MVP, two and a half
years ago, we was talking about Machado replacing him and maybe doing something different with Corey Seager because he was injured.
Yes.
Two years later, he's the MVP.
And they eliminated Machado on the way
and
to
Machado
a
is at the Padres. What a swing. What a change.
Yeah. They did it the hard way, overcoming the 3-1 deficit. They did it the easy way, overcoming Milwaukee and Machado and the Dodgers. And they did it their way, Jay. It's a crazy season capped by a crazy championship.
We did it our way.
Is that how that song sounds by Frank Sinatra?
I think it's something like that,
it
right?
It does not sound like that.
Well, you can give it to me. You're a New York guy. I know you're a Sinatra, a Seinfeld guy. I get it.
No, Sinatra. Okay. Anyway.
Zubin had to laugh. You set yourself up for that, though.
This Seinfeld.
You set yourself up for that.
First off, wait, don't get me on a tangent. Seinfeld is not a bad show. I don't watch it, but it's not a bad show. I'm not going to let you make me feel like I am not cool
because I have watched a Seinfeld episode or two. Jason Williams.
And Frank Sinatra's in a different category than Seinfeld.
Jason Williams, I have never, ever said you should feel bad. You should feel bad because you have a Seinfeld catalog. I've never said that.
Catalog? Okay. Anyway,
let's get to
back to one quick point before we get to the next subject.
Of course.
Very happy for Clayton Kershaw. Hopefully that whole narrative is done now.
Yes.
Dave Roberts, happy to see him go out on top as well. He'll continue to go. The way this team played, it was good. In an abnormal year, something normal happened. The best team won, right? It happened in basketball.
Right.
And it happened in baseball.
And in hockey, you could argue.
And in hockey. I will just say the World Series finale was one of the most 2020 moments in sports we've ever had, right? It's COVID is obviously a thing, and watching Justin Turner host up the World Series trophy, knowing that he was COVID positive, just I'm like, okay, Rob Manfred, MLB, this is exactly what it is right now for you guys. And unfortunately, this is the story we're talking about instead of the Dodgers winning the World Series.
You're right about that. A lot of questions to be answered today, including the contact tracing and everything that the champs are going to have to go through after everything with Turner. Okay, so from the chairman of the board to guys grabbing boards, the NBA is back. Supposedly, they're targeting a December 22nd return, which would be 3 days before casual fans tune in to watch the Christmas Day quintuple header, which almost has always featured LeBron James, no matter really where he has played in his career. A couple of numbers for you, just to give you the context of a quick return. Many people were thinking, come back in January, February, March, maybe have some fans in the arena. It's worth the wait. But if it's a long, dark winter with the coronavirus, what are we really talking about? A couple of numbers for context. Excuse me. 2019 NBA Finals, Raptors over the Warriors, the last pre-pandemic finals, right? Game 6, Raptors win the championship. From the moment that game ended, there were 131 days until the start of the next NBA season. These numbers, according to Mark Stein, the great NBA reporter for the New York Times. This season, if they go with a December 22nd start, which Jay Willis said yesterday would necessitate a December 1 training camp, something early, December 22 start. If you take the Lakers championship win on October 11th, you go to December 22nd.
It's like a month and a half.
It would be basically like 72 days if you think about it just from the perspective of going a couple of different months if you go way to the end of December. So 131 the previous year, 131 days off. Now 72 days off. That's just till the opener. You got to lop off another month, as Jay said, because you got to get there December 1 to train. is this a good idea? And by the way, one of the reasons they want to do this and have a 72-game regular season, this is worth mentioning, I don't want to belabor this, many international players, and the NBA is flush with international players, want to participate in the Olympics next year in Tokyo. And if the NBA starts later, it would go into the summer again, and it would preclude some of the great international stars of this league from playing for their country in the Olympics.
And
Zubin, all of that's on the table.
And local TV deals.
Got to get that money.
It's a lot. You know, you see a lot of these LA, Fox, all these local TV affiliates. It's a lot of money that you can lose if you don't participate in the first half of the season.
Absolutely. So, Key, they're angling a 72-game season done by the summer to allow the international guys to go. No fans in the stands at the moment.
Well, much like Jay said, though, from a timeline standpoint, I don't like it, but I can work around it. I can figure out how to work around it. They asked me how can we get this in. You just need to know that the star players that ran deep run into the playoffs that were not out in March, that were in the bubble, that played late into the season, you may miss them the first month or so of the season to a degree. You're going to have the rest capable. The LeBron Jameses of the world are going to have to rest. You know, AD can rest. I mean, Kawhi, all those type of guys, they're going to want to sit tight for a little bit. I mean, you know, if I had 131 days?
Yeah, it'll be 131 days in the old days.
In the old days.
So now it'll be 72.
So if my body.
Old days, is, 2 years ago.
2 days ago. Yeah,
But if my mind and my body are accustomed to that time off from a training standpoint.
Yeah.
Now you're only telling me I got basically about a month? Because you got to. We're already in November. This is November.
Right.
So now you're telling me I got to get up to speed here soon.
Right.
Not only that, they got the NBA draft right coming up.
NBA draft's coming up. Yep. And then free agency right after that.
So you got all that. Package up. You got to get them together, get the team ready. You got to do all that in a very six-week type window and then get on the court. How come they couldn't push it off until, instead of Christmas Day, maybe like New Year's Eve or something like that?
Mm-hmm. But then could you get 72 in and still have the Olympics? The Olympics is really big for a lot of the international.
Practice would start December 1st, right. Essentially, and then you would play that first game December 22nd, and then you would have, obviously, Christmas Day would be like the massive, typical NBA launch.
But before y'all go into training camp on December 1st, you usually get, what, a couple weeks in of hard training, like training.
Yeah.
The month of November, you training.
October, like you're training. Yeah, typically October you start, and then you start playing games in November.
But the October's gone now.
Yeah, I'm just saying typically, yes.
So now you would be training in November to get ready for December 1st, because you can't come in off the streets to go right to December 1, right?
No, you would start training camp December 1. So guys,
no, I mean training on your own.
Yeah, you do. And well, guys, that's the thing, though. Guys have been training on their own since this whole thing. If you were one of those guys that decided to train on your own since the pandemic has started to a degree, right?
But I mean, guys that like were in the bubble, right, Jay? That mm-hmm. that got out the bubble, like a Dame Lillard or some of those guys. They've been training this entire time.
Not necessarily. I mean, guys, I would take time off.
Yeah,
sometimes
I'll
walk
away
from the game for like a month.
Yeah,
just relax. So, like Giannis is over in Greece right now. I'm sure he's getting shots here and there, but he's
but it's not
chilling.
The same training the same. To get ready for training camp. Like in football, I trained to get ready for training camp, and training camp trained me to get ready for the season.
No, basketball, you come into training camp for training camp to get ready for the season.
Oh.
You don't do – I mean, unless you're like a Kobe or LeBron or Michael, these guys train all year long.
Yeah, see, that's how I was. So I trained all year long. When the season was over, I took probably 3 weeks off. Even when I took the little fake 3 weeks off, I still was in there doing something, running, doing some stuff. And then I didn't really hit it hard until my little vacation time was over with.
But, Zubin, this is what I would like to say about this whole thing happening. So I know Danny Green spoke out the other day a little bit about guys, maybe LeBron probably won't play. And look, that already exists to a degree, Key. It's called load management. We're going to see load management a lot in the first month and a half of the season probably. I guarantee you the biggest names will be playing on Christmas Day because the NBA will probably mandate that unless there's something catastrophic injury or some sort. But, you know, last night I'm sitting there and I'm going through social media. And did you guys see this whole story about Kim Kardashian and her 40th birthday party? So she rented a private.
What did you look at me for?
She rented because I was looking at you.
Calabasas.
Zubin knew about this.
Zubin looked at me like
Kim Kardashian.
Keith's neighbor in Calabasas.
I hate to say it. It's just every time their names come up, I just go right by.
So she rented a private island for her 40th birthday party, right?
Oh, wow.
And made some statements about I got everybody. Everybody's been quarantined. Everybody's been tested. Don't worry, we took all the right safety precautions. And she got annihilated on social media. People are like, man, how tone deaf can you guys be? People are dying out here. People are losing jobs by the second. You guys are talking about renting a private island. So that took me to my thought about the NBA. Like, I don't think NBA players have the luxury of complaining about this publicly. Now, they do it behind closed doors to Adam Silver. That's one thing. But if you start coming out publicly and you're one of these guys, like, Danny Green makes $14 million. Now, I hear you about the rest and about things of that sort. But the amount of money that guys are making, considering where they're at right now, like, all right, season may start early. You may not like it. But also, I mean, look at the job and look at what you're being paid in order to do this. So you have to tough it out to a degree.
But, Coach, isn't that different, though? We're talking
I'm not comparing. I'm just saying the sound of – like, and I'm happy that no NBA player has openly complained about this. These are conversations that you have. This is what happened to MLB, Zubin, when the players – it leaked out that the players were talking about all this stuff, and it just was a bad look for the league overall. So – if there are any players, if they have issues, instead of being public about it, it makes sense to have behind-the-door conversations with Adam Silver about it. You fix it internally because you don't want this kind of – you don't want this splash on all the good things that the NBA has done up until this point.
Well, I think from a body standpoint, though, and being tired, it's different because there are teams from the beginning when they shut things down that never made it to the bubble. So their rest is – they got – I wouldn't call it an advantage, but they got more rest. They actually got time off where the Lakers, the Clippers, the Nuggets, the who do we beat? Oh, the Heat. It's so long
Celtics.
Ago. Yeah, so long ago. The Celtics, all of these teams were in the bubble. That time is shortened to get back to December 1. So when you look at it, I wouldn't necessarily call it complaining because if my body feels a certain way and I can't maximize my potential on the floor to give good basketball, it's kind of like, I'm not doing the fans a service, I'm not doing the NBA a good deed in service because I'm putting lousy play out on the court.
So I guess my question to you would be, if that is the case, which is understandable, right? Do you go to the media and would you say that to the media? That you feel it's not, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I probably wouldn't talk to y'all anyway.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to the media and be like, this is not fair, right? Like you wouldn't say that. You don't really have the luxury of saying that right now. And yes, this is different. But also, we're trying to manage different times here.
I couldn't agree
more.
Let
me ask you this, though. What happens if the season starts in December? Mm-hmm. What happens to – is there another bubble? Is it
– well, these are all questions, I mean, depending upon where we are, that we're trying to find out the answers to.
Do you play in your own stadiums now?
Could you play a regional schedule so you don't have to travel as much? There's a lot of issues on the table. Two quick points I got to bring up. One is obvious. Look, the league landed with the absolute thud. The NBA Finals ratings were the worst on record. So if they're going to relaunch again, they need everybody to be on board day one. The league cannot take for granted that the fans are going to be there because the most recent example shows, for whatever reason, even with the best, most marketable player the NBA's had in a couple decades, was in the finals with the biggest brand in the sport. On Eastern Standard Time, no late starts during the playoffs. The ratings absolutely tanked. They were terrible. The NBA has to figure out what to do, so everybody's got to be on board day one. Secondly, for purposes of context, believe it or not, this would not be the first NBA season that would start in December. In 2011-2012, there was a lockout-shortened 66-game season, and that championship was won by LeBron James and the Miami Heat. So there is something there to discuss. We're going to discuss a little college football, but first, fellas, let's go from A to Z. And we'll start with MLB and JT to finish off the alphabet soup. Sources telling our Jeff Passan that he tested positive for COVID-19 during the game, was pulled in the eighth, and was out there during the celebration, partially with a mask on, partially with a mask off. His teammates, they were all around him, surrounding him. Here's one of them, Corey Seager, on the JT News.
You know, it was kind of a whirlwind right there in the seventh inning where we found out, but that man deserves to be out here. If I could trade places with him right now, I would. He more than anybody in that clubhouse deserves to be celebrating with this team. He's been a huge part of this franchise for a long time.
That he has. He's a free agent. That's not coincidental. Corey Seager said that at the end with the franchise since 2014, but he could walk. And if he walks, to be out there one last time with his boys is something. Could Clemson's Trevor Lawrence walk away from a gigantic opportunity to be the first overall pick in the NFL draft? This is Trevor Lawrence essentially saying, for all you that are putting me in the draft next year, hold on just one second.
I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to see how things unfold. I think there's a lot of factors in that. But honestly, just really playing this year, putting everything I have into it, not really focusing on next year, whether, you know, I leave or stay, whatever. Obviously, I have the option to do either one. kind of my mindset's been that I'm going to move on, but who knows? There's a lot of things that could happen. Just really focusing on this year, not trying to look ahead, not trying to worry about that. Obviously, I can't control it, and really just trusting that God has a plan for me no matter where that is, no matter where I go, whether that's across the country, whether that's close to home, where I stay another year, no matter what it is, you know, we'll work it out. So I'm not sure. That's a tough one, but we'll see how it all unfolds.
You guys both had gigantic decisions to make. I mean, drafted one, drafted two. Trevor Lawrence could go one. Take me inside the mind of an athlete. Taking me back to your college days.
Well, first of all, he says he can't control it. Actually, you can't control it because you can make your decision to stay or go.
You can always pull Eli Manning.
Maybe you could always decide to say you don't want to go to a certain team for that matter. But I could assure you that the NFL is going to move on. It's not going to slow down. If he makes the decision to go back to school, then they'll look to draft somebody else.
Jay?
I mean, he's already been to multiple championship games. He's won one. Yep. He's probably going to go to another with the way this year is going. Nothing left to do. Look,
I'm assuming he graduated.
Yeah. I mean, I assume that the big issue here is with the Jets. Does he want to be part of the Jets organization? Actually, tell Trevor, I take it. I run to New York, and I say, I want this. I want to own this, and I could be the difference maker.
That's so funny, though. You ain't even halfway through the season, and the Jets are the number one pick. People just like, it's the Jets. It's the Jets.
I mean, it's sure as hell looking like it, don't it?
No, it absolutely. But it's just funny, though, right? Because think about it. What if the Jets just win two games and all of a sudden it becomes the Dallas Cowboys or some mathematical thing happens where all of a sudden it becomes another team?
Minnesota's got one win and they're not happy with their quarterback.
One win and they're not happy.
Atlanta, right? There's plenty of teams.
Or if the Jets decide to get the number one overall pick and they decide to trade out because somebody like Jacksonville says, you can have our next 10 drafts.
Right. A Mike Ditka type situation, right? The other thing we should mention here too is, just take me inside this real quick. I don't want to mention this too long, but if you bypass on a certain situation like this, maybe this is just where my mind works. The first thing I thought of is this guy going to come back to college with an insurance policy that is so many zeros and so many commas?
So I did this.
Oh,
so my sophomore year, I had a chance to leave school early. A lot of people were talking about me being the first pick, going to play with the Washington Wizards. I could have been playing with Jordan. But I took out a really hefty insurance policy with a lot of zeros. But I will tell you this, that year coming back to school, my junior year, it was fun, but the amount of pressure you felt in order to be – like you're great. You being great one night still wasn't enough. Mm. It felt like you had to be great. Like people started to find more of what was wrong with my game instead of what made my game great.
Then when you finally left, did you take a pay cut? Never mind. Go ahead.
You are.
Let's bring in a college football legend, one of the greatest guys that ever suited up for the Georgia Bulldogs. He's a part of College Game Day. You can see him every Saturday morning. David Pollack joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. David, great to have you this morning. Big news surrounding College Game Day. We're going to talk about here in your native state of Georgia in just a minute. But first, what do you make of these Trevor Lawrence comments that maybe I will, maybe I won't, when the world's thinking he's definitely going to come out whenever the season ends?
Well, he said it to start the season that this will be his last season. So I think now when you and they'll know, Key will know this and Jay will know this. Like when you get in the grind, you don't want to answer questions anymore about this crap. Like you want it to go away. And is this the last time you're going to do this? What about the Jets? What about this crap? Like you just want it to go away and you don't want to talk about it. So I think it's one of those situations. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be gone after the season. He's already kind of made that known before the season starts. But when you get in the grind, your feelings change, you get grumpy, a lot of things change and you just get tired to answer questions.
When you look at it, David, Alabama obviously loses Jalen Waddle to the ankle injury. How is this going to affect them moving forward?
Man, I think it's a huge blow. And everybody wants to point to Mitchie and all the guys that they have that are five-star guys to replace them. They don't run 4-2, Key, okay? They don't. So you watch game plans. You watch punters, by the way. They want no part of punting the ball to Waddle. The field position flips because he's so dynamic. You put him in stack routes all the time with Devontae Smith, and you fear the crud out of it. So I think it changes it. When I'm looking at favorites to win it all and stuff, I think this is a huge blow. I think this is the difference between Alabama winning a championship and possibly not winning a championship.
Mm. Wow.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, so the teams who are ranked top four right now, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, which team do you think has a chance of messing up first and actually not making it to the college football playoffs?
I don't think Notre Dame's gonna be making it. I think they've got long odds. And when you watch them last week, they played a little bit better. But they're telling me to shut up in my ear, so I will shut up and I will get it back to you guys.
Who's telling you to shut up?
Who's telling you to shut up? Not on our show.
That's not us.
That's another control room, well, DP.
I don't run the rules. What?
When I tell you it's time to go, it's time to go. It's not time to go yet till they tell us it's time to go. Hey, look, check this out, though. How excited are you about the Augusta National in a couple weeks that you guys are going to take College Game Day down there?
It's going to be cool, man. We always look for different things, and we've done cool things, that whether it be the racetrack, or several years ago we did Bristol Racetrack, or we always find Richmond or James Madison and smaller schools that we get to go to. But I think going to Augusta in a year where it's been kind of crazy, and Augusta's obviously happening this fall or this winter now, it's going to be a cool scene. You know, it's a place that I think people look at and they go, man, look at all the history. And I'm just curious where we're setting up. I don't have the inside info. I'm sure Kirk knows exactly where we're setting up, but I think it's going to be awesome. I hope we're on Amen Corner right there where everything happens. So,
DP, one last question for you, man. What's the workout routine looking like these days, bro? Every time I see you looking swole, like you'd be doing extra push-ups and extra abs.
Hey, man, the quarantine, bro. I got bored, Jay. I had nothing to do,
no,
man.
No more basketball pickup games, DP?
I got a gym out there. No. With basketball, at least twice a week. We're doing 3 days a week. We got our group coming over tonight. But, man, I was like, dude, what am I going to do? I got a gym out there. So I'd have a couple buddies come over in the morning. And it's 5 o'clock and you're like, I got nothing to do. Hey, guys, let's come over again and get a second session. So I definitely put on some weight during the quarantine. It was good weight. But, man, we had to have something to do. So we were doing a lot of that. But, yeah, the J is not as good. You just can't be consistent when you got that mass, man. You got to get slim. I hate that.
Got to have Pollock down low on the block. It's amazing that a kid from Snellville, Georgia is going to be broadcasting from Augusta, Georgia in one of the most unique settings. College Game Day's done Fargo, North Dakota, Times Square. It's done a million things, but this might be the most unique of them all. David, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, DP.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's David Pollock.
My boy can hoop, man.
Kenny.
He can hoop. I'm telling you. There's certain guys you see, like, Key thinks Key can hoop. Key can't hoop.
I don't think.
David Pollock can hoop.
Let's wrap.
All right. Just for those that just want a little more context, College Game Day broadcasting live from the Masters before the third round. Of course, it's a Saturday show. Saturday, November 14th. You can see rounds 1 and 2, November 12th and 13th, on ESPN. And then ESPN Saturday morning for College Game Day at Augusta. Great stuff. Still to come. Not so great stuff here. Did the Dodgers handle the Justin Turner situation wrong? Jay has been as hot on this as anything we've talked about on the show. He'll get his thoughts, and we want yours. 888-SAY-ESPN or Key J and Z on Twitter.
G-Sean, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Some things people have said the best two words in sports game seven, which we won't get. Best two words in sports, really? We won.
Yeah, we won. It's over.
There's no doubt about it.
I was telling Jay, I said we're going to run out of wall space off the buildings in Los Angeles.
Oh, the murals.
The murals are everywhere, whether it's Kobe and Gigi and the Lakers now, and now in this one, it's like we're going to run out of wall space.
Great stuff. It's a good problem to have if you're a sports city. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests this morning joined us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, but we encourage you to join us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. So what do you make of the whole JT situation, the Justin Turner COVID-19 mess that Major League Baseball is going to have to be dealing with for the next few days, you would imagine? A lot of questions to be answered. Let's get right to you. Hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN. If you can't get to your phone, but you could take it out and tweet us, KJ and Z. You could get us your comments that way as well. Michael is in New York, as are we. Good morning. Welcome to ESPN Radio. What do you have?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on. I'm a longtime listener. Love you guys. And I wanted to touch on the whole Justin Turner thing. Man, hearing that Rob Manfred said that it's bittersweet. First off, that's irresponsible. There's a lot of there's fans out in the stands right now. They allowed fans in, and to be so lax on letting Justin Turner just like come back and celebrate with everybody, I get it. You're happy you guys won the World Series, but you're putting a lot of lives in danger by doing that. And I feel like that's just so irresponsible.
It is irresponsible, much like Jay was saying, for Major League Baseball not to step in and do something. But what was they going to do? Like, they're going to take that joy away from him and his teammates when his teammates, I guess, at the end of the day, was okay with celebrating with them.
Clearly.
I mean, like, I guess when you look at it from Major League Baseball standpoint, do you mess around with the Dodgers in the second largest market, and all of a sudden there's a headline that says you took the joy away from Justin Turner and his teammates from celebrating, and now you got a headline that says, well, you didn't do the things you should have done from a protocol standpoint. So it's kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you Major League Baseball.
Also, the game is in Arlington, Texas, but just keep in mind how difficult it has been battling the coronavirus in California, where the Dodgers are based. David's in Ohio. David, I know you've been trying to get in all morning long here. I appreciate you calling back. What do you got?
Yeah, I just had a comment about Justin Turner's situation. Yeah, you're talking about the, like, pinnacle of your career. Like, you've reached the top. You've reached the World Series. And if I'm him, I'm going to want to go out there and celebrate, you know, with my teammates. So I don't blame him one bit. You know, I understand we're in a, you know, tender situation with the COVID and stuff, but I mean, I don't blame him for going back out there, honestly. So
I'm with you, David. And I've said this on our show all morning long. I don't blame Justin Turner either. I won a national championship. I understand how that can create such hysteria. You and your teammates, your brothers, your family, you guys have accomplished something that was so challenging and arduous. That's where I put the responsibility on MLB. That's Major League Baseball's responsibility to protect the players and that organization from themselves in that opportune moment.
I just don't – I get it, Jay, and I'm with you, but I just don't know what they could do. Like, what are they going to do? Remove him, put up the rope where he's on one side and his team is on the other? Like, what are they going to do? Like, what could they do? Say, no, you're not going out there no matter what. We don't give a damn. Like, are they just take an aggressive approach? Because clearly the conversation with him was to isolate yourself.
Right.
So they had the conversation to say, isolate yourself.
Well, I guess that's the question, though, Key. You know, if – so I'm curious how other organizations now will rewrite what their protocol is and how they handle these type of scenarios. I'm not sure this would have happened in NBA. I would think that if somebody was issued a statement that said, hey, you are COVID positive, We now need you to quarantine. They would bring you somewhere or take you out of the stadium to somewhere where you're isolated, where you can quarantine. I just don't know where things get lost in translation, where somebody says, hey, you're COVID positive. Okay. All right. Just want you to know, you're COVID positive. Did they not take you anywhere special for this?
I think he went down into the clubhouse until the game was over, right?
Because he eventually tweeted he had to go down there for a little bit. Yeah, but to your point, when he came right back out there, there was nobody stopping him. There's no stop sign or anything.
How do you just come back out? How do you talk your way out of that?
You didn't have to talk your way out of it because it was nothing to talk your way out of. They said isolate. You said, no, I'm getting ready to celebrate with my damn teammates. And the teammates say, yo, JT, come over here. Get right here. He didn't go on the left far side to take the picture. He sat next to the manager in the trophy dead center.
And
so nobody on the team obviously was, at least yet that we've learned, no one on the team was overly concerned.
I got nothing else to say about it. I mean, I've made my point on it multiple times until I'm purple in the face, man.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Look, we all accidentally damage our phones. I mean, it happens, right? Now, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection, just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, data, and more. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply. Still to come, before I let you go, we've been watching the return of sports and devouring every single second. But wait till you see how empty tonight is.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We're partners. Your old partner from College Game Day, Greenberg, is joining us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. He, like a lot of you, was listening to our conversation about JT coming out after the World Series. Coach, you're so hot, he texted me. We said, Coach, you can bypass the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. You just call the hotline and get on. Good morning, Coach. What do you think about all this?
I think it's unacceptable. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to baseball. It's great you won a World Series, and you know what? You have a chance to celebrate. It's when you have a chance to celebrate. Look, the city of Los Angeles is under siege by a pandemic. What is your messaging? I mean, what are you saying to others? All right, we won the World Series. Forget about protocol. We won the World Series. You don't have to wear a mask. We won the World Series. You don't have to quarantine. The messaging that is sent in that moment by the Dodger organization, by Justin Turner, by Major League Baseball, is absolutely horrific. It's horrific. It's like, that's all right. The season's over. We're fine. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care of the potential to get other people infected. I want to celebrate with my teammates. I'm also, you know what? There are people that are celebrating weddings and that everyone in the wedding party is getting sick. Like, you got to make choices. Like, you got to have some semblance of discipline. Going out and celebrating with your team in that moment in time, you know what? You're going to have time to celebrate. You've also got to think of others. You've got to think of the bigger picture, the greater good. And to me, what they did, what he did, and they're basically how they're trying, the spin they're putting on it is absolutely a joke. There's right and wrong. It's real simple. everyone's got a choice every single day. All right? If we can make some good choices and make some good decisions, you know what? Maybe as a group, we can battle this pandemic. But if we're going to just pick and choose when we want to basically follow the protocol, we're going to fight a losing battle. Being a great teammate is making tough choices. Being a great teammate is embracing your role in that moment in time. That was a bad messaging, man.
The optics of a coach obviously look very, very bad. But I think from a teammate standpoint, if the teammates are okay with it and they feel like whatever the case may be and his wife was fine and she was there and everybody was there doing it, I think that is what prompted him. Although he had on a mask for parts of it, we saw shots where he did not have the mask on. Once he took the picture, he pulled it down. But outside of that, I believe he was wearing a mask the majority of the time. So I think the optics of it look a certain way. I certainly, if it was me and my teammates were willing and embracing it, if it was another teammate of mine, like a Justin Turner, and I was willing to embrace it, then I wouldn't necessarily have any problems with it at all in that moment, in that time.
Hey, Key, let me ask you something real simple. All right. There are teammates of yours in your career that probably have asked you to do things, and you've looked at it and said, you know what? I don't think so. That's not for me.
Absolutely.
So, like, here's the deal. You know, a teammate can say, you know what, man? Come on, I want you out here. And you know what a great teammate says? No, man, you know, I understand that we'll get a chance to celebrate, but I'm concerned with the good of the group. You see, like a teammate thing is two things. Hey, I really appreciate you guys want me out there with it. You know, it means the world to me. But everyone knows right from wrong. Right? You know, everyone knows right from wrong. And everyone, you know, you're right. So, I mean, like, that's a choice, man. That's a choice.
No, it is.
Everyone knows in that moment in time, that was a bad decision. And the messaging of what's going on in our country, it showed a lack of the season's over. We won a championship. Forget about the pandemic. Forget about the protocol. Forget about doing things and sending a message to all those people in L.A. Look, I spent 9 years in Long Beach. It makes me sick to see what's going on in Southern California. It makes me sick to see these wildfires. But you know what? Sometimes you got to say, you know what, for the greater good, I'm going to send a message so that maybe someone else doesn't think it's their time to celebrate, to go out, no mask, interact, do things you're not supposed to do. And then, you know, we're never going to get this thing under control until we have a vaccine.
So, Seth, this is what I said to Key. I don't put a lot of the onus on Justin Turner. He just won a world championship, right? And I hear exactly what you're saying, but – you know, after you win a national championship, a world championship, you're frenetic. You're just out there. You're all over the place. You want to celebrate with friends. You're there. I don't really put a lot of onus on his teammates. I'm not sure that, you know, his teammates got a chance to answer a questionnaire about, do you feel comfortable whether Justin Turner's out here in the span of one inning? I put all the onus on the MLB, the Major League Baseball Association. Yeah. How do you go from pulling somebody off the field in the eighth inning to saying that they have to be quarantined, to all of a sudden just letting him go and then putting everybody else in a position where they have to even choose in real time, which we know when you're going through emotion, that's challenging to figure that out on the fly when MLB could have protected everybody in the first place.
And, Coach, we got just 1 minute before we're done.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. Well, I think Major League Baseball struck out. I think Major League Baseball, like, you know, it's like parenting. No means no. If you're taken out of the game because you have a positive test and you're put in quarantine, you're put in quarantine. All right, that's just the way it is. You know, he can't be a little kid like, you know, you're in a timeout. Well, no, you're not in a timeout. You can come out anytime you want because your team won. You were in a timeout, but because your team won, you're not in a timeout. Like Major League Baseball, what are your non-negotiables and your core beliefs in dealing with the pandemic? All right. If they are, if you have a positive test to quarantine, then that's the deal. And they blew it. They blew it. And it's a bad look.
Fair enough. Strong words from Seth Greenberg weighing in like so many of our listeners and viewers have this morning. Coach, college basketball's back on November 25th. We'll end it on a light note. Can't wait to see you and the fellas calling some games somewhere sometime soon. Thanks for checking in this morning.
I might even be able to get on your show every once in a while without calling in.
I miss you, buddy, all day.
Thank you, Seth.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
Great to have his perspective. I want to quickly mention this is the first day, fellas, since the Major League Baseball season began back with the Yankees taking on the Nats when baseball returned. This is the first day since then we will not have MLB, NHL, NBA, or NFL. We do have the MLS tonight, both LA teams, Key's favorite teams, of course.
LAFC. Yep, I don't really care about the Galaxy.
LAFC is taking on Houston. The Galaxy, who Key doesn't care about, are taking on Portland, but it's going to be a light
Galaxy's
TV night.
Galaxy's like the Clippers. Okay. Doesn't really matter.
But wait, gotcha. Messi plays it, right?
Messi plays today in the group stage Champions League, so we'll get to see the biggest, most popular athlete in the world to many, next to Ronaldo, who's still out with coronavirus, be out there as well. So used to have so many sports to pick from, not so much tonight. So be a company man. Go sit there with your kids and watch something on Disney Plus.
Wear a mask, damn it.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.